Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
You're on the wrong microphone again. Hang on.
Hello. Hello.
Doing a bit of hacking. Wait a second. Oh, he's hung up. Let's ring this one. There we are.
What the fuck goes up? Oh, I could hear myself in the background again. What's wrong?
You're just hearing voices in your head.
Oh, sugar. Do you know, I was up at 5 this morning with the dogs. All right, girls. And outside and text a friend of mine and said what a lovely, wonderful morning it was.
Yeah.
And then obviously I went back to bed because I didn't go to bed until about 2. Mm-hmm. I'm hooked on this new series on Netflix called White Collar. Have you ever seen it? It's not new, actually. It's very old, but it's just great.
I haven't watched it, but I've heard of it.
Watch it. Over 6 seasons, I've done 2 already. In about 3 days. And it's just great. So then a lady friend of mine rang me at about 9-ish. We had a little chat and I fell back asleep. All right. Mm-hmm. Luckily, she rang me back about 5 minutes ago. I'm just having a banana and I'm having a coconut biscuit. As with me. And shit, I've employed a cleaner.
Yay!
Yeah, but she's due to arrive any time now.
Uh-huh.
And I was going to have a really serious podcast show today.
Right.
Because of everything that's going on. I still am. But she's said she'd be here by 11 o'clock, and it's nearly there now, isn't it?
It's nearly 11 o'clock now, yes.
Yeah. So I may have to go and answer the door, bring her in a bit. So, I know you'll eavesdrop on my conversation, but so we just have to take a little break in recording, okay?
What are the neighbours going to say?
I don't give a shit what the neighbours say. I've got my neighbours live a long way from me.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I had Sheila Ferguson on the radio show last night.
Oh,
she lives locally,
right
near me in the Garden of England. She said, listen. Maybe we should get together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, you know, things might be looking up.
Well, you've got a cleaner now.
Yeah. Well, I hope she's,
You can invite people.
I was going to get up earlier. Obviously, I was going to go to about 9:30 and clean before she got here. I don't want her to see the house in a mess.
Well, that's the way it goes with cleaners. You have to clean the house first before they turn up. They just do the little fairy sprinkly stuff.
Hang on. Daisy, what have you rolled in? Oh, damn. So let me just do this bit first. And good morning, good day, good evening, anytime you're listening to the James Whale Radio podcast. Nice to have you with us. And we're here, of course, coming out of your whatever you listen to us on, all over the place. And it's nice to have you with us. And so if you want to get in touch, my email is jameswhaleradio@gmail.com. And if you want to get and have a look at some of the things I've done over my long, long life, go to our website at jameswhaleradio.co.uk. And that should be fun. And to the person who's impersonating me on Instagram, watch out. I'll find out who you are. There'll be trouble. So anyway, welcome to the program. Obviously, we're going to talk about the very serious issues that have arisen about racism in this country. And we've got all sorts of other things to do, to throw in some of your letters and jokes as well. James Whale. So then you put in a jingle there, okay?
Okay,
I'm just doing that because obviously the door is going to go in a minute. I would imagine
she better not be late on her first appointment.
Well, I was thinking that she wouldn't, would she? So I'm not. I set up an Amazon account too.
Have you? Have you set up a Prime account?
I don't know.
Well, you've got to be careful. If you set up an Amazon account, they give you Amazon Prime for free for the first month, and then they start billing you about £10 a month after that.
Oh, right.
So you get the benefits of a month's worth of free deliveries.
Mm.
But if you find that you're not ordering it that much, think about possibly cancelling the Prime membership.
Well, this lady I've got is also going to sort of sort my office out and do a few other bits and bobs.
Bits and bobs?
Well, you know, that my paper, you sort my paperwork out and things like that.
Okay, right.
Yeah. I think I've got all that in order, haven't I, really? We're going to do a bit of technical talk and stuff. Hey, great news about talk radio. We're moving to DAB Plus.
Stereo.
Dario?
Stereo.
Oh, your diction's bad. Look at this. My old drama teacher I used to go to when I was young, before I realised that it was probably more lucrative to be on the radio than to be an actor. How wrong I was. She used to say, to wake your mouth up in the morning, and I'm thinking about this because I have literally just got out of, I shouldn't really be doing a program in pyjamas, but there we are. Oh, God! I can't open the door to the cleaner in pyjamas, can I?
No, just take them off.
Oh, I've just got to put my tracksuit bottoms on. Hold on.
Okay.
Oh, fine. I'll go out and do them in a minute. I've got them in the next room. I can just drag them out and put them on when the door goes or something. Well, she said, listen, if you're not in and I come do some stuff, can I have a key? I don't know whether I should do that or not. So, to wake your mouth up in the morning before we start properly, this is it. Way-I-O-U.
Have I got to do this?
Yeah, go on.
Okay. Way-I-O-U.
No. Way-I-O-U.
Way, hang on a minute. I owe you what? Are you going to get me to say 10 quid or something?
No, I haven't actually noticed that, but way-e-i-o-u. That's pretty good with food in your mouth.
Okay. I haven't got any food. Can I do it without the food?
Yeah, go on, do it now.
Way-i-o-u.
No, it's like a-e-i-o-u, but you start with a w. Just it relaxes the whole mouth and gives the tongue a workout, and you want to work out the tongue.
Or get a girlfriend.
What? Have you gone off script?
Have I gone off script?
It sounds like it.
So what I've got to do...
Do you feel better?
I feel stupid.
Well, yeah. You are. I mean, no, yeah. Yeah, see what you mean. Well, it's just gone 11 o'clock. And I don't want to get onto the... I don't want to get onto the really... I mean, what we could talk about, I suppose, is when we start the show. Should we just do a run-through and then I have to stop the cleaning weekend? The League of Gentlemen, the Mighty Boosh, various other things, including Gone with the Wind, Anton Deck, some of their episodes, Little Britain, Gavin and Stacey, probably James Whale, all being taken off because they offend people.
And Fawlty Towers.
And Fawlty Towers. How much longer is this fucking woke society, which is basically fairly young people? Fine, they can do what the fuck they like. But, you know, I mean, there's always been age discrimination. And I never thought I'd be talking from an older person's point of view, obviously. But people have to be allowed to live as long as they don't hurt people and they don't seriously, you know, I don't watch stuff that I don't like. You know, I don't listen to some of these arsehole programs of extreme left-wingism. I don't do it. I don't like extreme right-wingism either. But you can't, oh, I'm slightly offended he used a rude word, or Gavin and Stacey. Why is Gavin and Stacey offensive? Can somebody tell me that?
Because they refer to a character as the black guy.
So?
Ooh.
Oh, hang on. What's that?
There's somebody at the door.
Oh, shit. Hold on.
Pajamas.
All right. Okay. Hold on. I don't know if you're not recording, obviously, but I'll just do this. I couldn't find the thing to open the gate, but I found it. All right?
Oh, okay.
Hold on. Dogs! 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 Dogs!
Got to get past security. He's just opening the electrified gates.
Oh, God.
I hope he's taken his pajamas off and replaced. They are negotiating now. Raised voices and a bit of screaming. And a thud. Don't know what that was.
She wants ice in her iced coffee before she starts.
Oh, you're doing
yeah. Okay, all right. Oh, dear. Oh, this is not going well.
Ah, dear, dear me.
What? Did you hear any of that?
Well, some of it. Did she sign the NDA?
No.
Oh.
No, that's a point. Hell, I've got to get her to do that too. Oh, good. She said, oh, it's okay if you're doing that. I'm going to wear headphones and listen to music.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. I'll go up and start upstairs.
Did you hide all the toys?
No, I haven't hidden anything. I just this minute got out of bed, you know. You know, I need a shower and a shave and all sorts of things.
Does she the washing of the body as well?
Shut up! She's a friend of mine's daughter. Will you stop that?
Oh, okay.
But I've not even made the bed.
Why make it? You're going to get back into it later.
Yeah, but you can't just leave it as you just got out of it, as I have.
Who's going to see it? Only the cleaner.
Yeah, but, you know, that's not the point. What do you mean, only the cleaner? What do you mean? You don't know who's going to see my bed.
No, that's true. I don't. You have all sorts of people coming around these days.
Listen, I don't want to be here all day with you, much as I know you'd love me to. So let's get on with this, because there's a big chunk there you're not going to be able to use. So all this banning and taking off. I mean, I feel that the bosses of the media are playing into this a little bit, aren't they?
Just a tad.
I mean, I wouldn't want to see some of those racist shows of the 60s and early 70s put out again. I would hate it. I would cringe, all right?
But they're not putting them out, though, are they? They're
no, on... I know. But Little Britain, Gavin and Stacey, and how is the Mighty Boosh, which I didn't like, really. I never understood it. I found it quite dull. But how's that offensive?
Isn't there a character that blacks up in it?
Oh, right. There are shows, and don't ask me to name one, I can't think about it, where people white up. Lenny Henry did a movie where he played a white guy and did it very well, exceptionally well, by the way. Bit of mail, let's pop that in here now. James, I have always liked your stuff. What?
He's a burglar.
I like a bit of on edge, but not too sharp.
Ooh.
And you have got the balance right, okay. Your TV shows in the 80s and 90s were the eccentric guests were such a laugh. Well, they won't be showing those again, will they?
I'll do that for you.
What?
I'll have screenings around my house. Anyone's welcome.
Well, there are over 300 of my own shows. We should put them out on the website.
They're all on YouTube.
Are they? Is that okay?
Well, at the moment it is, yeah.
I mean, I've never seen any of a program I did called The Blue Whale, which was totally offensive. I used to have a girl in a swimming pool dressed as a mermaid.
Yeah, and used to squirt her with water.
Well, because if you have a mermaid, you must keep them moist. I think I made made that point on the program. When we were discussing the programs, the producer and I said, well, what do you want on the set? And I said, you know what would be really nice? A big, huge glass tank with a girl with a mermaid's tail splashing it around it, who I would, you know, go to and ask who would be more sensible, more clever, and have all the answers to the questions that I didn't.
So that was what the suggestion was, and due to budgeting, what you ended up was an inflatable paddling pool and a bit of sand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
So, you know, that's a bit of a worry, I know. But there we are. At least I haven't used the bathroom.
Oh, I see. You mean you haven't dropped...
Yeah, okay, fine.
You haven't dropped...
No, I haven't got toothpaste stains all over the place. And,
I thought you might have dropped the kids off at the pool.
I haven't got any kids.
No.
I mean, I have, but they're adults. They don't live with me.
Drop the kids off at the pool.
I don't have any. What are you talking about?
Dropping the kids off at the pool.
I'm not deaf, you stupid asshole. What are you shouting at me like that for?
Had a shit.
What?
I couldn't think of any politer way of saying it.
No, I don't talk about things like that.
Well, you flushed, haven't you?
I haven't used it. You are being exceptionally crude. To be quite honest, that is not the sort of thing I would want to listen to on a podcast. That's quite disgusting.
You must have used it at some point. The last time you used it, did you flush?
Of course. What sort of cretin doesn't?
Some people like the yellow water policy.
What?
Save the planet.
Oh, no. Look. There are certain things, bodily functions, I do not wish to talk about.
Right.
Okay, because I don't think it's a good thing at all.
But it's natural.
Well, lots of things are natural that we're not about to talk about on the program. I mean, here's one that you've probably edited this out. I've never been at the birth of any child, mine or anyone else's.
I've been at both. Not yours, mine.
No. And I mean, I was always working, and everybody said, we have to have the time. Oh, no, I can't. I just can't. I can't think it's good for a relationship. That's all.
Back in your day, I don't think Matron would have allowed you in anyway, would she?
I'm 45 years old. I mean, 55 years old. I forgot.
You'd been told to wait outside.
I can't imagine what possesses guys to want to video the birth.
Oh, yeah, my mate Nobby, you remember the guy that used to do the podcast, was right at the beginning.
Yeah.
He filmed his, and then one day he decided to pop it in on the TV while we were around.
Oh, for goodness sake.
He fast-forwarded past the gory bits.
And is he still married to the same woman?
No.
I rest my case. Okay, anyway, Peter has sent us an email as well. It says, following on from the email you read out a few weeks ago, after many chats and arguments, my wife and I agreed that she should go back to work. And she was ready to return on the following Tuesday when she had a walk down the garden to feed the birds while slightly drunk from copious amounts of Sancerre, fell over into our Buddha, snapping off his head, and fractured her collarbone. She now has to stay off work for 6 to 8 weeks on the doctor's sick note. Ironic, but she's okay, and I am now working from home and making meals, mowing, hoovering, doing the dishwasher, and dressing her. Regards, Peter. That sort of ran into what we were talking about, really, Peter, but, you know, you just have to... That's what you do when you love somebody, Peter.
Good to see it all worked out in the end for them.
Yeah, you know. I mean, if you're on your own like me, you have somebody who you pay and comes in and does things like that for you.
Yes, the least we say about that, the better.
What?
It's all right for a man with loads of money. You can...
I haven't got loads of money. I wish people stop doing that.
What?
You've been on the radio all your life, whatever. You must... I mean, I've spent... a long, long time with no income, or very little income. The best income I ever earned was going in the Big Brother house.
I suppose
But when I came out, I paid off the rest of my mortgage with it.
Well, that's good, isn't it?
And then I gave the rest to the tax man.
Well, you should do, yes.
So actually, I don't have any... I mean, I don't have a mortgage, but I don't have any savings. I don't have all this huge amount of money just to sort of... People think you do. Lee Firth says, great show. He loves the podcast and just down to earth. No soft soaking here. Watched and listened to James since I was 8.
That's young.
Best radio duo at the time were Mike Dickin and James Whale. What Mike would say Now, about this lockdown nonsense, I think he would have probably said something along the lines of lockdown nonsense. They're not having anything to do with it at all.
Uncanny. Yeah.
Listen, I have to talk today. This is, I'm forget everything else for a minute because put some sort of break in here. I want to talk about the problems that are going on in this country at the moment. And the fact that if you criticize what is has been going on, you are labeled a racist. We all have the right in this country to march and demonstrate, and that will always be the way. Otherwise, there will be an uprising against the government. All right? And the government wouldn't do that anyway. I don't believe, and I've interviewed lots of politicians and prime ministers and people in politics do not want anything other than to make as many people in the country happy with their lot, because that way they get voted in next time. I actually think that those people who think the government is against you are quite, I don't think they think, and I think it can be quite a dangerous thing. All lives matter, and black people have had a very rough time in history. Outside, they're still having a hard time in places like Africa, by the way. And yes, I thought we'd got over that, I have to admit. It's difficult to talk when you're referred to as a gammon a lot of the time. I do hate that expression, but I'd probably use it myself. And we must, you know, we must stop the mistakes of the past, and we must stop using phrases of the past and things like that. We can't ban old stuff. I think a lot of statues probably should have a sort of end of life, if you like, where they're taken away and moved into museums and they become part of history. And then other people who have achieved things in the not too distant past have statues put up as well, don't you? I think that would be the way society should go. You know, so there are statues of people who achieved great things a few hundred years ago, and that's great. But then there are people who've achieved great things recently. I'm sorry about that. The dogs will bark from time to time, but I'm sure you all understand what I'm saying. I don't want to see riots in the street. I don't want to see the police having to break up a demonstration and people going completely off their heads and getting, you know, and then coming out with our police are racist, our police are violent, and they only pick on black people. There's a lot of criticism of the police for running away and not holding the line, as it were. There's a lot of criticism for the police being too soft, but they are, and their commanders are trying to please everybody. They can't please everybody. They have to keep law and order. And there's some extremely strange and rather nasty people who are apparently going to go to London to protect the statues. I had an argument with one on the programme the other night. Yes, well, me and my mates, we were former soldiers. We're going to stop anybody getting near Churchill. And I can understand how you feel. Churchill, of course, is in our recent history, and if it hadn't been for him, you might not like the way he is reported to have been and everything else, but he was the architect of the success of World War II. Had he not been in that position at the time, we may all be living in a very different sort of society now. But there are other people, you know, in the last 100, 150 years, who perhaps we should have statues up to. And some of the people who we have statues up to and now we understand more about them, maybe they should be removed to museums where they become part of the history. Am I making myself very clear? I don't know if I am.
You are.
But when I hear some of the things that an organization like Black Lives Matter, which everybody, of course, every life matters. And I don't want somebody to find it more difficult because of the color of their skin. But when you say that part of what you are stand for is the non-funding of the police force, I mean, that means you just want anarchy. And there is other, you should read what an organization like Black Lives Matter actually say in their manifestos that they stand for. And I've heard people go on, oh, well, we just support. This country is probably the easiest and best country to live in the world. I have lived in a few, and I can tell you that it is probably much more easygoing here than anywhere else. It just, what's happening now is trying, excuse me, is driving a wedge between societies, and I don't want it to happen. I don't want, there have been, over the years, many race riots in the country and arguments, and I thought we moved on from that. And I thought people were obviously not as unracist as probably we thought. There is a certain amount of racism whenever everybody, whatever color you are, whatever creed, whatever any, there is against, you know, people who are not quite like you. The world has to live together. Now we have weapons that can destroy the whole planet. We have got to learn to live together. And those people who don't want to live together, who think that they can be better without certain people, have got to learn that they are not going to win. All I want is for us to think about these things seriously and sensibly. That's all. And if you've got any thoughts on that, or if you want to discuss it, or if you think I'm wrong, you want to put me in my place, email me, jameswhaleradio@gmail.com, and we can discuss it. Time for tech talk.
Oh, thanks. Right. All right, we go from something very serious to something
Yeah, I'm
not...
just going to go and get, because I haven't had any breakfast or anything, I'm just going to get another biscuit while you're doing some of it. I'll come back. Don't worry.
Okay. Sony has unveiled the new look PS5, the next model up from obviously the PS4, which was obviously a model up from the PS3. And yes, there was a PS2, and I believe there was a PS1. And it's a games console. It's black and white in colour, squarish, and you play games on it. And it'll be out soon. Amazon put a 1-year ban, and Microsoft have stopped selling the US police from using its facial recognition technology in support of Black Lives Matter. And that's roughly about it. There's not much really going on in tech. And I think I can hear James on his way back. Let's fade up James's microphone and see what's going on.
Slightly embarrassing.
What's that?
Oh, hi. Have you finished or are you...
I just rambled on a little bit.
Coconut does get in your throat, doesn't it?
Yeah, why are you eating coconut when you're doing talking?
Well, it's the only thing I had to hand in the fridge.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, coconut cookies with a bit of chocolate on top. I like them. Holly just came, that's her name, and said, how do you work the shower in the bath? You know, the
handheldy showery thing.
Yeah. Well, I've never used it since it was put in.
Oh, you don't have one of those ones that just gets plunged over the taps?
I don't know what you're talking about, but no, because I just use the shower when I have a shower.
Surely you turn the taps on and then there's a plunger that you pull up or push down and then it activates the shower bit.
Yeah, maybe it doesn't work.
It's unlikely it's not going to work.
Oh.
It's part of the tap.
Yeah, I know.
I was just about to do films.
Oh, right, okay. What did you do in tech? Anything I missed I'd be interested in or not?
Snapchat. Donald Trump's account's not being promoted anymore.
There's a surprise.
Sony have unveiled their new-look PS5 games console.
Yeah, well, you know that goes right over my head.
Yeah, it goes right over my head as well. It's not my kind of thing. Amazon have put a 1-year ban... And Microsoft has stopped the sales of facial recognition technology to the US police.
Why?
To do with this, Black Lives Matter thing.
Yeah.
Facebook avatars, did mention that. You had a Facebook avatar a couple of weeks ago, I noticed. But it's all of a sudden disappeared. No one's using them.
Well,
it looked.
And I only just did it.
Well, it must have taken you a long time to do.
Hmm.
And the app's coming along nicely.
Yeah.
A few more features been added. Waiting for a few more features to be added.
I don't actually understand why they did take it down. I mean, it's not theirs to take down. It's mine.
What are we talking about now?
My avatar.
They haven't taken it down. People just aren't using them.
Should I stop using it then?
I don't think you have used it. I think you sent me a picture of it,
mm-hmm.
saying, what do you think of this? And it looked like you, to be fair.
Mm-hmm. And well, it looked like me in a cartoonist way.
Well, that's the whole point of an avatar, yeah. But no one's ever used it.
I do know what an avatar is, you know. I do know what it is. I'm choking now. Dear, oh dear. Oh,
just God. As well you've got someone in the house to save you.
Mm. Right. Having a drink. Get on with the films.
A Fall from Grace. That's a good film. Watch that.
What's it about?
Oh, crikey. How am I going to put this into words?
Well, I feel better now.
It's a film about a lady who marries somebody younger than them and she kills him.
Oh, no.
And she ends up in a court case type scenario, but there's lots of things.
Why did she kill him?
Well, I didn't say that. I really want to spoil it. Watch it. It's a really good film. It's on Netflix, I think. A Fall from Grace.
Okay. gosh, I shouldn't eat while I'm working. It's very unprofessional, isn't it? I wouldn't be allowed to do it on the radio. They'd be very upset.
You've got some food. I haven't got any food here.
Tough titty. Oh, no, don't say that's sexist. Well, no, lots of men have got them.
They've got slightly tougher tits.
Some have, some haven't. Some have got very nice moobs.
It's all about the moobs.
Yeah, you know.
Isn't there a song, got the moves like Jagger?
Hey, this is a good time for me to do a joke that's been sent in.
Okay.
By James Armitage. All right, oh gosh, it's a long one. A man wakes up in a hospital bandaged from head to foot. The doctor comes in and says, ah, I see you've regained consciousness. Now, you probably won't remember, but you were in a huge pile-up on the motorway. You're going to be okay. You'll walk again and everything. However, your penis was severed in the accident, and the paramedics couldn't find it. Oh, the man groans, but the doctor goes on, you do have £9,000 in insurance compensation coming through, and we now have the technology to build a new penis. They work great, but they don't come cheap. It's roughly £1,000 an inch. Now, the man perks up. So the doctor says, you must decide how many inches you want. But I understand that you have been married for over 30 years, and this is something you should discuss with your wife. If you've had a 5-incher before and get a 9-incher now, she might find it a bit uncomfortable. If you had a 9-incher before and you decide to only invest in a 5-incher now, she might be disappointed. I'll give you the night to consider your options. The doctor comes back the next day. So, have you spoken to your wife? Yes, I have, says the man. And she helped you make a decision? Yes, says the man. What is your decision? Asks the doctor. We're getting a new kitchen. That is funny. That is funny. Oh, there's another one here. I might as well do this one.
Okay.
Peter Howell. By the way, if you've got a joke that you think will make us laugh, some don't, some do. We try to put the ones that make us laugh, but I don't read them, so Rob gets them. He decides to put them on. And, oh, hang on, my nose is running. Do you know I've had terrible hay fever?
It is that time of year.
Yeah, I know, but I don't normally get it so my nose runs, my eyes run, I get wheezy. I mean, I don't normally have that.
Lily's in the bathroom.
Is she? No, I don't think that's her name at all.
Lily's in the bathroom. Yeah, we got some flowers. It was my wife's birthday about a week ago. So we got some flowers by a friend. And the lilies, they smell too much. So we put them in the bathroom. Ideal flowers for the bathroom.
Oh, I've got some lovely roses I'm growing outside in the garden, and they are beautiful this year, and they smell divine, and I put them in the hall.
The roses probably aren't strong enough for the bathroom.
Oh, these are. It hits you when you come in. It's like a boudoir, apparently, whatever that is.
A boudoir?
Yeah.
That's a very, very posh.
All right. Anyway, so what was I saying? I was talking about something serious then, and you started talking about the lilies in your bathroom to overthrow the disgusting smells in your family.
You were about to do the next joke.
Was I? Yeah. And you were saying you had a friend. I thought I was your only friend.
It was my wife's friend.
Oh, that's better. Okay. Yeah. If you want to send them in anyway, the address is, you tell them.
The address is jameswellradio@gmail.com.
Yeah, go and check out the website as well and our Facebook page, because there's all sorts of stuff on there you might find entertaining, including that program. Did we discuss that on the last one? The program of me, but I can't remember doing.
About Britain.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's somewhere there.
A man decided to become a monk. The head monk says to the man, "This is a silent order. You will only be allowed to speak once every 15 years. The man says, "Okay," and begins his time with the silent order.
I get the joke now.
No, that's not the joke. I was just trying to put a little bit of atmosphere into it.
Oh, I see. Right.
15 years pass and the man is sitting in the refectory. Why not just say the canteen? When the head monk approaches and says to the man, "It has been 15 years. What would you like to say, brother?" The man responds, "The porridge could use a little more sugar." The head monk nods in acknowledgement and walks away. 15 years pass, and the head monk finds the man in the dormitory and says, "Brother, it's been another 15 years. What is it that you wish to say?" "The bed sheets are a bit thin," replies the man. Again, the head monk nods in acknowledgement. Yet another 15 years pass, and the head monk sees the man and asks, "15 years have passed. Have you anything to say?" "Well, actually, I've been thinking about it, and I'm leaving the order. It's not really for me," says the man. "Yes, yes," sighs the head monk. "I think that's for the best. You've done nothing but complain since you got here." There's not one rude word in that, either. Oh, that's really funny. I thought that is really funny. I've never heard. Where do people find these jokes?
On the interweb, I'm sure.
So where are we at? Do you want to do questions for the whale, or do you want to do something else?
Top tip this week.
What?
Now we're on sort of lockdown, and we're twiddling our thumbs trying to find things to do. Obviously, you've got yourself a cleaner.
Would you stop that? You're insinuating stuff that isn't true.
And I've been phoning all the companies that send me bills to try and see if I can get my bills reduced. And it's proved good.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I shaved £500 off my last BT phone bill. And I also shaved £30 off my Sky bill.
How do you do that?
Be nice. Phone them up and say, I can't afford to pay these expensive bills anymore.
You can't afford it. You're loaded. What are you talking about?
But that's not the point. They don't need to know that, do they?
I mean, you get me for nothing. I've never made a penny out of doing this for years.
That's just the way the cookie crumbles, isn't it, really? Or the macaroon?
I beg your pardon?
Well, what are those things you're eating? It's not macaroon, is it? The coconut biscuit. Is that a macaroon? Am I thinking the wrong thing? I'm waffling now.
Yeah, you are waffling. But, I mean, I'm not really sure I understand what you're talking about.
Well, that's the way the cookie crumbles. That's an expression.
Oh, right. Yeah, I see.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't know what we're talking about, to be honest. All I was saying is, if you've got some bills, phone up the people that send you the bills and get them cheaper.
Yeah.
Doesn't work with water, though.
Doesn't it?
No, they don't want to reduce the bill.
Why not?
Because you can't go elsewhere.
Huh. I suppose that's right, isn't it? Should we denationalise water?
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah.
You think so?
I think it's disgusting that you have to pay more. When you were off ill one time, I had a rant about my bills.
And did you?
Yeah, I did. And when I did a fill-in show for you. Don't listen to that one. Yeah. It's not very good. And I mentioned the fact that it costs more, well, in Wales it does with Welsh water. I don't know what it's like the rest of the UK. It costs more to give them back the water after you finish with it to buy the water from them.
Mm.
But they itemise it on your bill. So actually, they tell you about it. I'd rather they just didn't tell you. I'd rather they just say, this is how much water you've used and this is the bill for it. We might have cleaned it as well and put that in the price. But why say it was £100 for the water you turned the tap on and £200 when you flushed it? I'm selling them the water back, but they're charging me for it.
That seems a bit ridiculous, doesn't it?
Yeah, it is. Not only that, but they also charge you for taking your rainwater away as well. But they need that water to give you the water.
Yeah, I don't understand that still.
Well, that's my rant. It's an episode ages ago.
Yeah.
I can't remember where you were. You might have been in Big Brother.
Oh, okay. Well, that was a long time ago, wasn't it? Apparently, it was the Hitler impersonation of, what's his name, in Fawlty Towers.
And the silly walk. But it was more of a piss take on him.
Well, it was.
And I think they're taking away the pyramids next.
Well, I was going to suggest that. Why on earth have the pyramids been allowed to stay where they are?
All built by slaves.
Yeah. I mean, that's appalling. And as we said on my show last night, I don't wish to belittle this conversation, but when you see, you know, these ranting and raving people pulling things down, I agree with the statue in Bristol, and a lot of other statues, I think, maybe have had their day and should be removed to museums. But when you see people ranting and raving, kicking them, jumping on them and doing that, they make themselves look stupid. And they will do nothing but alienate probably the bigger proportion of society. And in a democracy, that's not a good idea. But it upsets me because I want to see us living together harmoniously. And if people say, well, it's not fair, it's all right for you, but, you know, that isn't the case.
Tanning salons, that's another one should go.
Well, this I was going to say. This last night somebody rang up and said, James, it's about time we got rid of Hadrian's Wall. It was built by slaves.
Now you're educating me now. It was built by slaves?
Well, the Romans brought lots of slaves with them into this country.
Oh, of course, yeah. Definitely, yeah. Let's knock it down.
Anyway, sorry. I mean, it is really depressing and disappointing. But anyway, what can you do? We were going to talk about the EU trade deal.
Oh, yeah, we had a lot to talk about that. It's a shame we've not got time for that kind of thing.
Well, I mean, what trade deal?
Let's just leave. And we're in the shit anyway, so it can't get any worse, can it, really?
You know, we are leaving.
Yeah, but, you know, they're still talking about there's still a chance for a trade deal. Let's postpone it.
Yeah, but, you know, there a lot of the people demonstrating are also those people who would like us to stay within the EU, and it's becoming conflated into a political dimension led by people who are followers of the left wing.
What's going to happen when the Earth's poles change? Are the left wings going to become right wings and the right wings going to become left wings?
It's a very good point you make. I've no idea. And what happens when they decide, some of these nutcases decide they're going to pull down the statue of Margaret Thatcher?
Then I'll be rioting in the streets myself.
There, I mean, people say, oh, she's most unpopular. And why am I doing her voice? That's who I base my character Marjorie on in the Big Brother house.
Well, yes. Pink is not really your colour.
Do you know, I've never seen that. I must go and have a look at it. It's on YouTube, isn't it?
I'm sure it's on YouTube, yeah.
Have we put it on the website yet or not?
I think there might be a photo of you on the website.
Well, can you send one to me?
Oh, I'll send it to you now. I might have it now.
Yeah.
Hang on a second.
You're all right. Because I might show it to the cleaners. Give her a laugh.
Okay. Hang on.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I've got it. Okay. Here. Just give me a second.
Good. You are so obsessed by me, aren't you? I am worried. If I didn't live so far, I've only ever met you in person once.
That is true.
Yeah. That's funny. Sorry, that's funny.
I haven't sent it to you yet. Here we go. Make sure, there we are.
Okay. I'll put my glasses on, have a good look. Because some people said I was very sexy. Oh, for God's sake. That is disgusting. What if you sent me a picture of your body with Donald Trump's head on for?
Oh, dear.
Send me the real one, you pillar.
I haven't
that
got.
That is disgusting. I'm deleting it now. That is disgusting. Do you know that?
I haven't got that picture. I just thought I'd send you that for a laugh.
Really?
It's a good shot, though, isn't it?
I want you to send me the other one. I want to show someone.
I will do. I'll get it for you.
All right. I suppose we should do the questions of the whale now, because we've wasted so much time. I've got to do stuff.
Let me turn my phone off.
Why?
Because people like to phone me continually.
Do they?
Yeah.
Yeah, but people phone me continually, but I just like to be rude to them.
See, I've moved my phone to the cloud.
Have you?
Yeah, oh. I got one of the things that why I've saved so much money with BT is I've moved all my phones into the cloud. Yeah. I don't have any physical phone lines coming into the building anymore.
All right.
I have virtual phones. Wherever I am in the world, when they phone my local number, it phones my phone. And from my mobile phone, I can say whatever number I want to phone out on from my phone. So it looks like I'm at that location.
Oh, I've just got a message from Amazon.
Right.
Welcome to Amazon. Discover just how easy it is to track your order and return the item.
Was the item you bought any good?
Yeah, it was all right. It was just a dressing gown. It is Prime, or it might not be. It's the advert. I must check out whether I've got Amazon. I didn't realise there was really any difference to it.
Yeah, when you sign up, it automatically usually puts you on Prime for a month. And then if you don't cancel, you keep paying the rolling on fee for Prime. It's a good service to have, to be fair.
But I don't buy much stuff online.
No.
Probably a waste of my money, isn't it?
Unless you want the Amazon Prime TV, because you get that free with it.
Do I?
Yeah.
What's on there?
Oh, you can watch all the Grand Tour episodes on your telly.
Huh. Right, okay, what else have we got?
Questions for the whale.
All right, well, some hotel in France has sent me a message from a mailing list. Venons avec me. Oh, gosh, it's all in French. Well, it would be, wouldn't it? Well, it looks nice. I might look into staying there for a week. Well, maybe a long weekend. It's near Le Touquet. Anyway, I digress.
That's a long word.
What?
Digress.
Yeah, but not for the exceptionally intelligent people like myself.
What's the plural of digress?
Ingress.
Are you sure?
No, of course not.
Catherine Bauer.
Mm-hmm.
Should I buy a camper van and learn to play the guitar?
Yeah, if that's what your heart desires, I think you should.
They're very expensive.
Yeah, you get a cheap one for 30 grand second hand.
Are you talking about the guitar or the camper van?
Camper van, but that seems to me to be more than I'd pay for a car anyway, so.
Chris Alcock.
I'm not saying it. It's too simple. Go on.
Do you think they will let you work from home forever?
I hope not.
Rob James, is it true that in Iran, everyone is scared of spiders, but in Iraq, no phobia?
Yeah.
Okay. Chris Amy. I'm going to read them off my screen because it's literally missed off loads of words. Nice and easy one. Can you please sign my A Lifetime of Nighttime book when lockdown is over, X?
Of course. I will be delighted to do that.
Should have bought it from the website. You'd have had it signed already.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you want to buy a copy of this book by this amazing broadcaster, I wish I was like him. and although it needs updating now, I'm actually talking to people about doing a new one. I didn't tell you that, did I?
You've been talking about it for months.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, yes, there's copies available through the website now, and just go to jamesworldradio.co.uk.
Okay, Andy Howard, why didn't Rob read out my question last week? He said he had no more to ask. He did, mine.
Well, we get quite a few, actually, and I'm afraid every week some don't get read out, and yours was one of them.
John Scott, are White's Lemonade or Sprite, Pepsi or Coke, Costa or Starbucks? Thanks, James.
Costa.
Pepsi or Coke?
Neither.
Are White's Lemonade or Sprite?
Neither.
I'd have gone R. White's Lemonade, because of the guy in the fridge, and Coke, obviously, and neither for Costa or Starbucks.
Unless neither, neither or neither?
Neither, neither. Neither, 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 neither.
I made the whole thing up.
I didn't. That's the truth.
No, it's a song. It's a song. Doesn't matter.
One for you, Robbo. Gmail or website domain? Gmail every time. Stay safe and keep up the good work, Robbo. Ah, someone likes me.
Oh, fuck off.
G. Matheson. Let's get some swooning done, ladies. Mr. Whale, please hit me with your best chat-up line.
Okay. Jean, how are you? I've missed you. It's been a while. What have you been up to? You know, I've been thinking that I should have called. Maybe a weekend in Paris? I'll tell you what. Let me buy you a drink.
Are you any good at cleaning?
What? Will you stop making any insinuations, please? That is very wrong.
Tracy Jane.
I tell you what, she's been very quiet, hasn't she?
The cleaner?
Yeah.
She's probably playing with your Tonka toys.
Well, when she came in and said, oh, I'll start upstairs. I mean, my upstairs consists of one bedroom and one bathroom. Because this is basically a bungalow, but I built a boys' room in the roof.
I see. What would you rather, she said. Shall I start downstairs?
Well, I suppose because she knew I was doing this.
Tracy Jane, should the pubs in the UK stay closed until July as first suggested? It's a yes from me.
And no from me.
You want to go back to the pub?
I want to go to the pub. And why can't I sit when the weather's nice? Why can't I sit with a beer outside or a bottle of wine and a couple of glasses, me and Jean, sit outside the pub and have a few drinks? Why not?
We've moved the pub into our house. We bought one of those carded scampi fries dispensers.
And, I'm feeling sick now.
And we got the wine in.
I feel like I'm going to throw up.
So, you know, we just reach over the sofa.
Oh, God, shut up.
Pulled out a packet of Smith's scampi fries while watching some telly.
You're so common, do you know that? That's probably why we don't meet very often.
You're too far away, that's why we don't meet so often.
No, you're too fucking common, that's why. I mean, you don't go into a pub and order those with me, I hope.
Scampi fries?
Yeah.
Our scampi fries are awesome.
Oh, you eat shit, don't you?
What's wrong with scampi fries?
What's your favourite vegetable?
Carrot.
Well, what green vegetable do you like most?
Don't do green.
See what I mean? Anyway, come on, any more?
What's not eating greens? Common people eat greens. That's all they can afford, is vegetables.
I eat vegetables. I love broccoli. I love cauliflower, petit pois. I love vegetables. Give me a nice steak and some sautéed spinach with sort of chili and garlic.
See, I could do the steak bit. Few chips, hand-cooked chips. Oh, I'm really good at hand-cooked chips now. But I can't do... Why would you have spinach with steak?
Oh, it's lovely. No potatoes, just spinach and the steak.
When have you ever been to a restaurant and seen on the menu steak with a side order of spinach?
Many, many times in the restaurants I go to, or used to, when we were able to. And if not, I'll ask. And they'll always do it for you.
Restaurants carry spinach, do they?
Of course, it's a great vegetable.
No restaurants carry spinach.
Anyway, listen, I'm going now because this is falling into the realms of stupidity, this podcast. I was intending to do the whole thing about race relations in this country and how we must try and save them.
We got on to scampi fries.
We got into all sorts of stuff. All right, I better go and see what's happening. Same time next week?
Are you talking to me or the cleaner?
No, you.
Yes, I suppose. Well, yeah, as long as you're not ill again.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry about that. I was ill over the weekend, yeah. Okay, I'll talk to you then.
What, over the weekend?
Oh,
listening to the James Whale Radio Show. For more information, visit www.jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Why not check us out on facebook.com/James Whale Radio Show or follow James on Twitter @TheJamesWhale. James Whale, the voice of reason.